The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a segment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
I got that man everything. I spoke to him many times. He couldn't have been nicer. And then he throws a big Black Lives Matter sign right down in the middle of Fifth Avenue. And all merchants along Fifth Avenue are furious. They're furious. And the whole city is furious. The city is a city that's enraged. And it was almost a test, Sean. But I was so good to him and to Governor Cuomo like nobody's ever been good. And all you end up doing out of that place is get prosecuted and have a lot of trouble. So New York is not the place that it was. Everyone's leaving. They're moving to Florida. They're moving to other places. It's very sad, actually, to see what happened.
To be honest, I'm the only idiot that stays here. I need to get my contract changed so I can get the hell out of here myself, to be honest.
Holy crap. So last night he gave an interview to his number two, which works on every level that we've ascribed the number two meaning for, right? So he was talking to the turd, and he was telling him how Bill de Blasio and the New York prosecutors, you know, Cy Vance and the Supreme Court ruling yesterday, New York is just a hellhole. It's a hellhole. And they put a Black Lives Matter painted yellow paint on the sidewalk on the luxurious Fifth Avenue, and New Yorkers are livid. They are furious. Meanwhile, my friends in New York, I'm a New Yorker. I'm not furious. No one I know is furious. No one I know is upset about it. Most people are like, it's about time that we actually said something out loud instead of the Karens being the only people who say things that they're thinking out loud. And it's because of this president. You know, I honestly, when I was growing up, I heard my mother's Karens, okay? My mother had friends. They were Karens, all of them. And they would say stuff, and everybody would hear them say stuff. Don't sell to Black people. You know, the schools are getting desegregated, and now my children have to go to school with those children, and they're stupid. And we know that because they fall asleep in class. And my mother would say, maybe they're tired. They have to be bused from one end of Brooklyn to the other. You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, the lights came on, and the lights made the cockroaches go running back into their walls, where they belong. And now Donald Trump comes along and he turns the lights off, and the cockroaches are taking over and saying these things out loud once again. The Karens and the Kevins are out of control. I don't know if you saw this, but there was a couple that painted over a Black Lives Matter sign in Contra Costa, California. They felt so strongly about it, they brought their own black paint. Did you see this?
No, I'm furious.
What are you doing?
That's a great outfit. Oh, my God.
What is wrong with you?
What is wrong with you? There she is, painting over the yellow.
I'm sick of this narrative. That's what's wrong.
Look how determined she is.
The narrative of police brutality, the narrative of oppression, the narrative of racism, it's a lie.
It's a lie.
It's a lie.
This is racist.
This is racism is what it is. That's what it is. There is no oppression. There is no racism. It's a leftist lie. It's a lie from the media, the liberal left. No, but you can be.
They felt so strongly that Black Lives Matter was offensive. Let's just say this right up front. You cannot say all lives matter until you make it so Black Lives Matter. That is just, and they're everywhere now. They're everywhere. Okay, here's a Karen in a Home Depot. Just saying it out loud. I'm a white woman and I'm entitled.
Meanwhile, you just threatened to f***ing cough on you during a global pandemic. Are you for real? Is that funny?
You're funny.
It's super funny.
Oh.
I swear to God, if you touch me again, I will knock you out.
Come in.
I will knock you out. I will knock you out.
You think you will?
You're disrespectful to everyone else in this store. It's, the entitlement is disgusting.
Yes, I am entitled. I'm white. I'm a woman.
You're a white and you're a woman?
Yes, I'm entitled.
Oh, you're a white woman. Oh, yes. My God. Welcome to privilege.
Yep, exactly.
What does you being white have to do with you being able to get your way?
Because I'm a white woman. That's what happened.
That's what happened.
You're a disgusting, racist piece of trash, literally.
I believe in white power.
Ah!
White power?
Yep. You believe in f***ing white power.
Oh my. She believes in white power is what she believes in, and smashing people over the head with her iPad is what she does. And this is what he has allowed by sitting on a propaganda news channel saying out loud in the middle of a pandemic, in the middle of all this, trying to get people to wear masks, trying to get people to cover up, trying to get people to socially distance, trying to get people to respect each other. The president of the United States goes on the Hannity last night, the Slumlord show, and just unloads on him that New York and the Black Lives Matter thing, this is bad and you have to rebel against it. And it's just, you know, and they're taking down statues and it's all about Confederacy and the statues and our heritage, translation, white myth, the white supremacist legend of America has to be told over and over again. And I won't let, and I am telling you, this is so freaking out of control. Here's another White Lives Matter, Karen.
Matter. White Lives Matter, you black, you twisted, crazy person.
There you go.
Let her.
Oh, he loves her.
Let her say whatever she wants to say.
What are you going to do?
Say whatever.
What are you going to do?
Say whatever you want to say.
You're going to cry.
No, say whatever you want to say.
I didn't say a word. I'm staying here. How's it going?
You need to move your head.
Find yourself doing that, please get help. Just call Charter Hospital or one of its affiliates and just turn your butt in. Something is so wrong with you if you think that you really need to be outside screaming white lives matter, white lives are better. I mean, there's something so wrong with you. Something has gone horribly, horribly wrong in your head. But like I said, just say that you cannot say all lives matter until black lives matter. They released the transcript of George Floyd's unholy and uniquely cruel and torturous death. And George Floyd asked them 20 times. He said, I can't breathe, 20 times. The last words George Floyd apparently said was, please, 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 please. And they want to trick themselves. They want to, you know, turn themselves into, twister players or pretzels. Ignoring that. I just, you know, it's just, it's so, but look, this is what we're stuck with until January. Until January. And he thinks it's happening to him.